thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
William Neal, with 11 other jurors, listened to 8 weeks of testimony, then deliberated for another 4 weeks. The government alleged five members of the now-closed Muslim charity the Holy Land Foundation secretly sent money to the terror group Hamas while masquerading as a charity. Neal says they didn't prove their case.
There was no evidence. There were so many gaps. Like, I mean, we have evidence that has five-year gaps. You're going to tell me people don't change in 5 years? Oh, I thought they're not guilty all the way across the board, based on the evidence, and that's what we're there for.
Neal said on many of the 197 total charges against the five defendants and the Holy Land Foundation itself, a small number of jurors voted guilty from the start, nearly without fail.
For the people that thought they were guilty, you couldn't crack that egg with a brick. It was just impenetrable, and it was guilty no matter what. I don't care if there was evidence or not. It didn't matter.
Lead prosecutor Jim Jacks told Judge Joe Fish that the government would retry the defendants. Neither he nor other prosecutors could talk about this mistrial because of the judge's ongoing gag order. In the event of another trial, Mohammed El-Mazain would face only one conspiracy charge because the jury acquitted him, and only him, of all other charges. Juror Neal doesn't believe prosecutors will be any more successful a second time around. Muslim American Society Freedom Foundation Director Mahdi Bray says the government should drop this case after failing in similar trials in Florida and Illinois.
We know in baseball, three strikes and you're out. I'm from a seaport town. I know that when you go fishing after a while and you don't catch anything, you need to cut bait and go home.
The daughter of defendant Ghassan Alashi, Noor Alashi, said this case left her feeling betrayed by her government. But the jury's failure to find anyone guilty restored her faith in the system.
I'm the daughter of an American hero, and he's one of the defendants in the Holy Land Foundation trial. Like Rosa Parks once was persecuted for simply sitting in a front seat of a bus, my dad was singled out for feeding, clothing, and educating the children of Palestine. Why? Because giving charity to Palestinian people has become a crime in this country. The same country that has a history of leaning towards the pressures of the Israeli government.
Former U.S. prosecutor Matthew Orwig says that even though prosecutors here say they will retry the case, that's uncertain. The decision will ultimately be made in Washington.
Fact is, I don't think they have enough information at this point to make that determination as to who they're going to try again or even if they're going to try anyone again.
Orwig says because of the mistrial in a case that's taken years for the government to develop, the outcome here essentially amounts to a prosecutorial failure that can only be termed a stunning defeat of the government. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.